My first memories of a computer, well, actually, they came when I was I used to work for the Department of Transportation, what is now the State Department of Transportation. And my first use of a computer was running what are called traverses, which is a geometric tool to lay out the line of any route. And initially, when we did these things, we used to do them in desktop calculation. We had calculators that you would punch the numbers into and do all your calculations right at the desk. And then the state bought a computer, which was in Sacramento. It was a mainframe computer, and we would actually enter all the data into input sheets and send them by internal mail to Sacramento and get those things back. Let's see, I started there in 67, so the computer came into use in about 69.
The way you sent the data to the machine, was that with a printer, or was it something you had to like bubble in or optical scan?
Filled in by hand. You filled in the distances and angles of a traverse, which is what it is. Gave it a start point and a conclusion, and used a form for this, and you just put them in the internal mail, which meant they were in Sacramento the next morning. Usually you got your results back in printout the following day. And one of the funny things I remember about you, I mean, we used to run those things, the way they were done was we were getting points, at least every 100 feet along the route, but sometimes 50 feet. And if you slipped a decimal point on your entry, nobody would ever catch it. It would just go into the computer that way because it was put in by key punch operators in those days. And one guy slipped a decimal point on the 100 feet and got points every 1 foot on several miles of freeway. And they actually sent him back grocery carts full of printouts. And, you know, that's the way it was done, man. There was no one to scan it. The key punch operators weren't trained at that. They were only trained at key punch. They weren't interpreters of math or anything like that. And later they instituted scanning on it. But that system was only in effect for like 4 or 5 years before we began to get remote terminals hooked up to a mainframe computer, which they then relocated. There was one computer in the state for the entire state transportation operation, which was 12 divisions. About 73, yeah, just about, because I was using it completely by 75 when I went on to do some other things. But it was still a mainframe. We had remote terminals that would hook up to it, and quite often you would go onto the terminal, and you know, you have to realize this mainframe did not have the power of your average laptop today, and by any means, or your average laptop 15 years ago. Back in those days, I mean, nobody had any idea what was coming, you know, how important those machines were going to be. Although, you know, there had been people who predicted it before then. But we didn't see it. We would go on onto the computer, and when you went on, it would tell you how many users were on the line. And sometimes you couldn't get in because there were too many users. And too many users could mean 30 people in the state using it. Later on, those remote terminals could be used for almost anything that could be done on a computer. And I actually began to do some programming in Simple Basic back then, which I did because I switched over to environmental studies. And the most significant use we made of the computer and that I really worked on was doing noise projections, which I wrote the program for initially and then turned it over to a programmer who could actually change it into program language, shorten it, and make it easier for the computer to do. One of the nice thing about BASIC is it's, you know, half English, and you could anybody who just understood BASIC logic could deal with it. You didn't have to be a programmer. And we then designed an air quality burden model, a model for estimating what the a basin-wide burden would be in a given pollutant or several pollutants. And we did this because we were required by federal law to do some reporting on it at the following year, and I think this would have been '74. Couldn't do any computing at the terminal. You had to send all this to the computer. But we developed a model to project the burden in a given pollutant over the whole basin, and the federal government was supposed to develop one and give it to the states, but we actually beat them because the deadline came to file the reports before their model was ever done. But we could only run our model at night when there were no other users on the computer, because the model took all of the computer to run just for the Bay Area. So we would actually have somebody hang out at night, one of the regular staff guys, and pick a time to direct the computer to run the model with the input data and wait for a result. And it would just freeze out anybody else who was working in the state if they tried to come on the thing. Now you can do this kind of thing easily in a fraction of the memory that's available on a PC. It was all IBM. Everything was IBM that we had. And there were the remote terminals were actually units. There were the keyboard was built into the console, which was nothing more than a CRT. That was it. And actually, I didn't use a real computer at work, a desktop, until, which was the first time I ever used one, until in the middle of the 80s. The middle of the 80s is when they...
Do you remember what make that was?
No, I don't. Let's see. No, I can't remember. I was actually at the time working on contract to the Port of San Francisco, and they were all whatever the city was buying back. Oh, yes, I do. They were Wangs. They were Wangs, because the city had an exclusive contract with Wang. I remember that because that all blew up a few years later. Nobody could understand why there was an exclusive contract in a field where things were developing so fast. And the city did wind up, in fact, with a whole bunch of completely outdated equipment rather quickly. And it took them a good 10 years to reverse that and to make up for it at all, including, their engineering personnel would actually buy their own. At one time, they were the name, but that, I mean, not that that lasted very long. I mean, now that we're used to,
the stampede toward obsolescence.
Right. But they certainly lasted. I mean, they were... The widest selling thing for a lot longer than 6 months, which is an eon in today's with today's market. But one of the things that happened rather quickly after we began to do computers, and let's take for example running traverses, we used to input these things into mechanical calculators that you actually had to bump them from place to place. There was a button on them where you could input highly precise figures. And then when you would press the button for it to calculate, it would actually move mechanically, and the carriage would slide back, slide across the thing as it would pop up these numbers on rotary drums. Okay, that's how we did traverses. Once we started inputting them on data sheets and sending them to the computer, all at once, we're impatient because instead of getting our stuff in 2 days, it came in 3 days. When the calculation would have taken us 5 days to do before. And computers are like that, right? I mean, they're all, the faster they get, the faster you want them to be. And now you're enormously impatient if the computer dwells on a calculation for a second. I mean, it's so funny, but we did the same thing. As soon as we had something easier to do, then we started complaining because it wasn't fast enough. Phil Kern, and I'm 64.